1023 XLC Gurney's Got It. Something that Gurney has that neither Fernando or myself knew about is the Sustainability Committee, which I have Rick and Katie in with me today. Hey,
hello.
How's it going?
Good morning.
Welcome, you guys. Now, what is, because I am also, not only do I work in Gurney, I have kids that go to Gurney schools, I live in Gurney, and I have no idea. What is the Gurney Sustainability Committee?
Well, we were formed to help the village decide what the community wants and needs in the way of keeping Gurney sustainable from an environmental standpoint. People like clean air, clean water, and there's value placed on that. So not only are people happier when their environment is nice and clean, but property values are higher too. So it's a win-win situation.
And I didn't realize I had to ask for clean air either, you know? I just kind of assumed I was getting it until I was being told that I wasn't. So it's nice to have that in our community. So your committee consists of community members who are appointed by the mayor, correct?
Yeah. So right now, our current community members are Rick Osa, who's sitting with us today, and he's the chair. Shelly Lazarus, she's a local business owner. And then Lucy Bednar and me. So Lucy and I are school liaisons from Warren Township, which means we have our own club at school called MEX, Mother Earth's Concerned Students. And okay. Lucy and I act as the liaison from that club.
To the committee.
Yeah, to the committee.
That's really cool. Now, and it's a fairly new committee. When did you guys get established?
November of 2020, right?
Okay.
During COVID.
Was it planned before that all happened? Like, was this like in the works, or was it something once COVID hit, you're like, we got to do something?
I think it was pretty much independent,
okay.
But it's been growing. There have been concerns about various environmental things.
Right. Oh, I see the signs.
Yeah.
I see the signs. What have you guys accomplished so far?
So a lot of the things that we do are just recycling events, mostly because those are something that citizens especially can really resonate with. One of the big things we do a lot are styrofoam recycling events, because you can't actually throw away a lot of styrofoam, and people don't know that. So you can't throw it away, and you can't just throw it in your recycling bin because it needs to be recycled in a special way. So we hold those recycling events. I mean, people will literally fill up their cars with styrofoam that they get from like Chick-fil-A, or that they get in their Amazon packages, all that kind of stuff.
I bought a new like desk, and I couldn't believe the amount of styrofoam that was in there. I was like, and what do you do with it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they take it to a special facility where they break it down and they reuse it. Because like I said, you can't really recycle that. And think about it, when you throw it away and it goes to a landfill, it's really light, so it'll just blow right away.
Now, you guys have some events coming up as well, right?
Yes, we do have a couple of events. We do actually have a next styrofoam recycling event, which is going to be March 18th, this Saturday, from 10 to 1 at the Village Hall. Then April 8th, also at the Village Hall, we're going to have a shredding event, so people can just bring all the paper that they need to shred. We'll shred it for them. We'll recycle it. And then this one's still not officially in the books.
Because I was like, this is the one that caught my eye. Are you talking about the electronic one?
Yeah,
I can't tell you how I know Fernando raises his hand.
Yes,
it's me. I have a whole room of like TVs. Yes. Fernando's playing charades with me right now. Computers, TVs, four words. Five, six, TVs.
The last recycling event, it's held at the Public Works building, which turns out to be a good location. Some of the TVs people brought to recycle, they needed the lift trucks to pull them
out. Oh my gosh, because it was the big box.
People would bring 300-pound TVs, and we'd have to recycle them.
Can you believe like that's actually what we use? It's wild. So you're saying that's in the works, though?
Yeah, so we have a tentative date of June 17th at the Public Works building. So you can recycle a lot of specific things, but you also can't, but there are some things obviously you can't, like you can't bring vacuums because of the hoses. You can't bring a lot of like appliances. Like I don't think you can bring really like an iron, but TVs, definitely, cords, definitely, old stereos. Someone dropped off brand new speakers, like they're in the box speakers. I just took those for myself.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
One man's recycle is another man's treasure.
So lots of that kind of stuff.
So how can citizens friends like Fernando and myself get involved?
Well, there's a number of ways. One is attend our recycling events. It sounds like Fernando was writing it on his calendar. We're also looking for volunteers to help at the events. Katie mentioned the Warren's Mex Club, Mother Earth Concerns Students. They are our muscle at these events, which will be useful. Saturday's styrofoam recycling events, the winds are predicted to gust to 30 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So we need some of that muscle to hang on to them. The committee's also, or the village is also looking for new volunteers to join the committee. So if you're interested in perhaps volunteering, or want to hear more about what's involved, you can contact Austin Pollock at the Village Hall, and he can let you know.
And where do people get more information about you guys specifically, about the Gurnee Sustainability Committee?
The Village website. We also have links to our meetings, so citizens can sit in, say their opinion, bring up anything that they want us to do or their own ideas.
Cool. Now, it's really awesome. Thank you guys for everything that you're doing. And Rick and Katie, thank you for coming in. Before we let you go, though, what is your Gurnee go-to?
I'm going to go with Jalisco's. I love Jalisco's, especially because I'm gluten intolerant and a lot of Mexican food is made with corn. So I can eat it and I love it. It's so good.
Awesome.
Always recommend.
And despite Katie's gluten intolerance, we have a special place in our heart for Gurnee Donuts. It's hard to get the committee together.
This is Gurnee Donuts right here. They were in. They brought Fernando. Did you know that they have a? They'll actually make a cake that's a donut for you. It's on a secret menu. It's a secret menu item. Fernando, you got to show Rick your cake from yesterday. Gurnee Donuts, though, they are definitely a number one shout out to here on Gurnee's Got It. Thank you for joining us. Really do appreciate everything that you guys are doing.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for having us.